Yeah, it's Shakespeare Showtime. Yeah, Volunteer Wednesdays are over now. Yeah, this is episode 99. Yeah, centenarian episode next week. So, by the way, oh, yeah, sorry, I gotta turn this off. Yeah, I was just putting on the, it was dead air when I got in. It was dead air, by the way. Nothing was on, so I had to put on something else. One of the playlists, and so by the way, I'll talk about some stuff later. But right now, here is "Go Tell Everybody" by The Horrible Crows. That's what I'm doing right now. All right, that was Strut by Sheena Easton. Strut by Sheena Easton, if you didn't hear, because I was a little bit far away from the mic. Yeah, like a more modern type of strut, not soulful strut. Yeah, and here is Kiss in the Dark by Strange Advance. That's when you never know who you're kissing.
Wear a mask. supposed to be what I try to be, what I thought I'd be, but I'll never be.
Yeah, it was Try to Be by a band called Blue Hawaii. Yeah, so by the way, yeah, Try to Be. Like, I'm trying to be a really good DJ. I'm getting better and better. And here is Shadow Falls by Hello Blue Roses. Shadow Falls.
My shadow falls for you. My shadow falls, my shadow falls, my shadow falls for you. My shadow falls, my shadow falls, my shadow falls for you. My shadow falls, my shadow falls, my shadow falls.
My shadow falls, my shadow falls, my shadow.
That was Sugar and Spice by The Searchers, yeah, from the movie Good Morning Vietnam, yeah. Sugar and Spice, don't they usually taste good? So, yeah, and before that, Shadow Falls by Hello Blue Roses, yeah. They're singing My Shadow Falls for you, yeah. And here is We Ain't Got Nothing Yet by the Blues Magoos.
Oh, is where you belong. So wipe the tears from your eyes, girl.
That was A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You by the Monkees, yeah. And it kind of is with this A Little Bit Me and A Little Bit You. Yeah, so, by the way, oh yeah, and We Ain't Got Nothing Yet by the Blues Magoos, yeah, that means we don't have Where Everyone Knows Us yet. That's what's with our station. And by the way, to tell you the truth, I dreamt last night that I was actually trying to do the... I was just on my play sheet, and it wasn't showing up, and then I clicked on it again, and it actually showed, and the numbers started going backwards. I was like, what's going on? And then I was calling, I just clicked on it again, and then the numbers each had a name beside it, and I couldn't understand anything. All right, yeah, and I started calling for help, left, and I just ended up in the middle of nowhere, and then in just the park by my house. All right, and here is It's Wrong for Me to Love You by Pia Zadora.
Straight to me, you. put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Do, 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 do. You better stop the things you do. No, I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, Daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
Yeah, that was I Put a Spell on You by Nina Simone. Yeah, and before that, Jump by Capital. Sorry, I forgot to announce that one if I did. And now we're going to some punk rock. What's called Tumbling Down by the Bishop's Green.
We'll be right back.
That was Gassy Jack by The Evaporators. Yeah. Pretty funny. Yeah, and, that was Gassy Jack by The Evaporators. Sorry if you didn't hear that. Pretty funny. And now here's a song by a band called The Browns, some old country band. It's called That Old Country Church.
Soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church.
We'll be right back.
That was No Sign of Life by OK Go. Yeah. Yeah, there is no sign of life on other planets, is there? Nope. That's definitely right. And, and here is What Am I Living For by Dale and Grace. And What Am I Living For? I have no idea.
What am I living for?
So much that I could die.
Why Can't I... Okay, that was Why Can't I Get a Guy by Marcy Blaine. Well, I don't usually... I don't know your personal life. Okay, well... and usually they just sing songs, even though it doesn't have to do with them. And here is, I'm ending with a song called Rings of Saturn by T.O.P.S. And there's definitely... Oh yeah, and you don't... I don't know if you can land on those rings. And by the way... Episode 99, I'm signing off for BVP Radio, and by the way, it's going to be episode 100 next week. Centenary episode. Signing off.
You saw me. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is BVP Radio right now. And we're really excited to be here today because we have a really special guest. And if you caught our show last week, we spent a lot of time talking about Goose Hunt, which is the pretty much the biggest event that the Blank Vinyl Project holds during the year. It was essentially a 6-hour or in excess, a 7-hour concert at Kerner's Pub, where we kind of gathered our favorite musicians to come in and play. And one of those musicians is here with me right now. Our guest today is Noah Dirksen. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. That was, you know, we had Goose Hunt, and the thing that I think I really enjoyed about it was just how eclectic the lineup was. We had a band called the Peach Boys, which basically take a lot of influence from bands like Disclosure, and then we had singer songwriters like Noah and a number of other people. How was your experience of Goose Hunt?
Overall, it was good. It's a cool vibe. Just you have a lot of really sweet musicians. I heard that unfortunately the Peach Boys actually didn't get to play. Oh. I think the night went too long and they had to shut it down so tragically. That's too bad for them. But the overall it was a good evening.
Sweet, yeah. I had to leave a little bit earlier, but for the time that I was there, it was a pleasant surprise almost, you know, because there was a huge turnout, and again, things ran pretty smooth. You know, last week we talked about kind of the origins of the club, and we had Dimitri come in and chat with us about what the message of Goose Hunt was and kind of the community aspect of it. You know, and before I ask Noah this question, I'm just going to introduce him because I totally forgot to do that, and that's all good. Noah Dirksen is a singer-songwriter from Winnipeg that's lived in BC for most of his life. He's a singer-songwriter and draws a lot of influence from John Mayer and Leonard Cohen and those kind of guys. You know, we stumbled upon him a couple of years ago, and despite his super busy schedule, being a upper year science student, he still makes a little bit of time for the club. What's been your experience with BVP? How did you get into it?
Well, interestingly enough, in first year dormitories, so I lived in to kind of or correct something that you